Welcome. I can't do it. Welcome to a new episode of Sweet, but I think that sounds weird. I don't know. This is a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, and it's an episode with a very strange title. I had the idea for the title in mind for quite some time, but I never got down to actually, you know, backing it up with something related to it. So now I'm recording this episode and it's called Me Telling You About Me Telling You About Me. There's a lot of me in that. But essentially, it's me telling you about my podcasting process. Because I think it might be interesting, for one, but at the same time, I don't really have anything spectacular to talk about. My daily life has come down to eating, sleeping, doing stuff for uni, and then repeating the whole thing again in a different order, though. But still, and sometimes there are moments and periods in life where our normal, well, routine is changing and sort of disrupted, and I think that's what has happened to me. If you had talked to me a little more than 2 years ago, I would have told you that I was incredibly busy because I was studying and working and doing things at the side. But since I had a health issue, let's call it that, a health issue that forced me to basically pause everything for about half a year, and then COVID started at the same time, a lot of things have changed. And nowadays, I am mostly at home because I hardly ever have the need to go out, maybe to buy something, but that's about it. And I can do everything from home. So I guess podcasting, and now I'm coming back to the title of this episode, has been one constant during this weird time with a very different routine than I was used to a little more than 2 years ago and for quite some time. I hustled hard for about 5 years and kind of being, as I said, forced to stop because my health was deteriorating was a blessing in disguise, I guess. And now I have the time to actually process what has happened, and I have the time to reflect back on it, and I'm very thankful for it. And I use my podcast to do that. I use my podcast to talk about things that are important to me. Things in my daily life that might be of interest to others, and just thoughts and experiences that I try to reflect on and share in order for someone else to connect to them, or I'm hoping that that's the case. And so I guess it's kind of weird to do it in a public way, to use podcasting, but at the same time, it's exactly the right thing because it's somehow, it's personal. I have the feeling like I am talking to you right now, but it's also semi-public, and that enables you to step into somewhat of a little bit of a different role. If I recorded these episodes for myself and knowing that only I would be listening to them, I wouldn't put as much effort in, to be honest. I would just sometimes record, sometimes not, maybe skip a date or something. But releasing them kind of hopefully leads to a higher quality of episodes. And I really enjoy this process of sharing my thoughts with someone else and the idea that there's someone out there, no matter where, who's listening to what I have to say and has their own thoughts and their own feelings and their own experiences relate to that, or sometimes maybe completely not relate to that, is so interesting to me. That's why I think that podcasting is the right outlet for me. And that's why I think it's super interesting to have this as somewhat of a diary to look back on in a couple of years, but also to know that it can connect people. And that's my main motivation, I would say. just knowing that I can connect with people and that my thoughts may trigger something positive in someone else's life. For me personally, the biggest challenge about podcasting is actually this fear of sharing something with strangers. Being present online and talking about personal thoughts, feelings, experiences, and sharing it with people I've never actually seen. I obviously can't know my entire audience personally, but sometimes, especially in those times when I'm going through some anxious periods of time, it's definitely hard to stay focused and to kind of beat this fear of being visible online, being heard and seen by people. So it's somehow a self-remedy against anxiety, I guess, and that might actually be its biggest advantage for me personally. Yeah. Something positive that I can only encourage everyone to do is look for people who inspire you and consume their content. We have so many amazing content creators out there. It's just wonderful because I had a little bit of a health setback myself about a month ago, and it was a tough time for me mentally. And just consuming positive content, inspirational books, and motivational YouTube channels, that's just something that I really think everyone should look into. I'm going to recommend to you the books by Napoleon Hill, which were written about 100 years ago, almost, or 80 years ago, but still, and are so relevant and so uplifting. This man is really one of the founding fathers of the personal development scene that is emerging these days more and more. His books are definitely worth a read. And as for something more contemporary, I really enjoy Cyrella Moore's finance channel. I also like her, well, normal channel, which is more about photography and travel. But her finance channel is very uplifting too and has some valuable information on how to become financially independent, which is really great and which is definitely a goal of mine. And yeah, if you are in a similar situation as me, kind of stuck at home, if you don't know what to do, it can be helpful to journal about your goals and to journal about the things that you are grateful for, the things you're looking forward to, your biggest strengths, and maybe even creating a future vision of your life. And you can definitely use this time at home productively and to your advantage. And you absolutely don't have to make this a chore or something that you're reluctant to do. It can be so much fun. And if I've learned anything those past couple of months, it's to work in a way that is enjoyable. And for me, that means working on one project every single day for at least 30 minutes. But after those 30 minutes, when I feel like I don't want to work on it anymore, I just drop it. And that, to me, is the one incredibly amazing and functional and absolutely golden remedy against procrastination. So, working on things consistently every single day, but stopping before you have this urge to throw your PC or laptop in the corner of your room. Well, that's definitely one thing I recommend to everyone. And yeah, I really hope that this time is treating you well. We have officially entered the Advent time, and I love it. I love this time before Christmas so much, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. This is it for me for this wonderfully weird episode, me telling you about me, telling you about me. I hope you enjoyed this, and if you did, please consider rating this episode on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening. And you can also rate my entire podcast and give it however many stars you wish to give it. Maybe even write a little review if you feel like it. That would really help me out. And yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you in my next episode. Bye.